Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Commercial real estate. This is the Scala Report, Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. Commercial real estate is the story of the immediate future. And Chris Riegel is here, the CEO of Scala, who has guided me on this story for some time. I like the metaphor used at Zero Hedge, that this is a tsunami and the tide is going out on the beach. Suddenly you're by yourself and there's no water. Imagine that moment. What's coming next? Chris, a very good evening to you. Yes, things are bad. A $1 trillion maturity wall is one way to think about that tsunami. This is Bloomberg reporting. However, I saw in the telling opportunity for investment. What does that mean? Good evening.
Good evening, John. It's really unknown at the moment where the bottom is. And when you're looking at not only $1 trillion this year, but another trillion next year and maybe another trillion the following year of these maturities requiring refinance, the real question is, where is that bottom? Who can call the bottom? Whoever can call that, time that, and if the market recovers, there are massive fortunes to be made in this chaos. But so far, there's not a sign of a bottom in that marketplace. Some of that real estate can be converted to residential or other adaptive reuse. But in many of the top markets, say San Francisco, or Los Angeles, and New York, with people still not being back at work, without that surge from an economic perspective, you still have property with very high carry costs. So it's an unknown. And until we find bottom, I don't think anyone really knows.
Yeah, it's about work from home. I understand that. But it's also about the revelation during the pandemic and afterwards that certain major cities that were once vital parts of the culture have been recast as troubled. I'm thinking of Manhattan, of course, but the stories about Chicago are now commonplace. San Francisco is attached to doom link. We know that Oakland is now plunging into some kind of metaphorical abyss. So the problem is spreading. If it was just work from home, there is a way around that. But it's not if people don't want to go back to the big cities. Let's talk about the secondary cities. Is there the same reluctance to return to commuting into the city in St. Louis or in your Dayton or in Minneapolis? Is the same hesitation we see in New York City? Is it the same?
So, John, the pendulum shifted quite a bit where during pandemic, employers were desperate for employees at almost any cost. Now you've seen a dramatic softening of that job market. So employers are saying very much, come back to the office. If you don't, we will hire people that will or will work in office. So that pendulum has shifted. I think if you look at the macro side, one of the challenges is that if over the last two and a half years, there has not been substantial organic job growth in the U.S. As a whole. The jobs added have generally been government jobs. What you need is a restart and a hotter economy. So coming back to the office is part of that, but you need actual economic growth. You need GDP growth. You need to restart companies and grow. Once we get into that growth cycle, then you can absorb some of that inventory. But at the moment, you're still on the downswing of growth. So until that restarts, filling those buildings is nearly impossible.
Growth requires more than the American economy. It requires the global economy. Watching China, we know that we're tangled up in tariffs. We also have an election in the United States, which is going to cause everybody to wait until next year to be certain where China is. But the third plenum is gathering. That's their meeting about what the future portends for the economy. And what I learned from the third plenum, these are Reuters notes, the private sector has experienced uneven recovery since the COVID-19 pandemic, with private companies falling behind their public counterparts across measures such as value output and investment. this is a polite Reuters way of saying that the economy, manufacturing economy, is stuck. Is there any reason to believe that that can be fixed in the immediate future? Or is this a problem they designed when they were planning to be the factory floor of the world and things have changed?
So, John, I think two major points to think about. China is a still very export-dependent economy. So with the U.S., with Europe, with the rest of the world being in a recession effectively the last 2 years, the orders into China have slowed. You cannot have a global slowdown without that having substantial effect on China, number one. Number two, there's an amazing, amazing amount of bad debt in China. With that bad debt, that's now cascaded up from the cities to the provinces and ultimately from provinces to the central government. The provinces in China, with what's called FAPIO, or the tax bonus or tax incentive that the government provides on export, because the provinces are now completely pinched on capital, they've not been able to pay many of the manufacturers in a timely manner those export bonuses, roughly 3% of the product value that you're exporting from China. So that's also had a huge impact where Chinese companies that might have lived on that FAPIO margin are now not able to do that. So the combined slowness out of China and the government challenges with liquidity in China is kind of a double whammy to the manufacturing sector there.
From manufacturing, we go to consumers. Reuters has a report. China's consumer prices grew for a fifth month in June, but missed expectations, while producer price deflation persisted, with domestic demand mired on a slow recovery track despite support measures for the world's second largest economy. I believe the translation is the consumers are not buying. Is that correct, Chris? They're keeping their gold under their mattress.
Absolutely, and always assume with respect that Chinese government statistics are not accurate. They will falsify and put a political spin on those data points. But look at numbers that you can track as accurate, such as Apple shipments of iPhones to China in the last quarter, to say they're noticeably down. That's a interesting indicator and a truthful indicator to show the health of the consumer. An iPhone in China is considered a status symbol, and if that is slowed down materially, that's a good arbiter of health of that Chinese consumer.
The consumers were one source possibly out of the slowdown for Xi Jinping, and I'm guessing they'll discuss them again at the third plenum. So we'll go to the other component that's been sagging, and this is the housing blues. Reuters again reporting, China dials up scrutiny of big four audit firms. So they're looking for somebody to blame, but accompanying this article is a photograph from February 1st, 2024, that looks like the end of the world. This is the outskirts of a major city in the Hebei province. And what we're looking at are unfinished towers, no windows in them, so the rain is blowing through, and overgrown grass in front, all tangled up with briars. Looks like we've wandered into Great Expectations set. You know, Miss Havisham is on the second floor staring in her bridal gown. Good heavens, China's housing collapse is the reason for everything else collapsing. Is that correct, Chris? That debt you talked about.
Yes, John. There's been speculation from people like Mr. Bass in Texas that the true amount of debt in China is a multiple of what's reported, so that debt-to-GDP ratio is extremely ugly. With all of that bad debt in the system, the Chinese have internally been doing a bit of an extend and pretend. But as you're seeing now, residential housing price crashing across China and big defaults, companies like Evergrande that are no longer in business, and the Chinese government having to step in, that pressure going on to the Chinese market is extremely disruptive, because remember that housing in China is the primary source of saving and investing, because you're not allowed to invest externally. So that housing market hits the population very squarely in the jaw and is a systemic risk across China at the governmental side because of the level of pain that that's bringing to the average consumer.
Quickly, Federal Reserve. Mr. Powell is pleased by the direction of inflation declining. However, not yet. At this point, is the Federal Reserve moving with a cut? Is that more political than it is economic. We have unclear path at the White House, but Mr. Powell would help somewhat if he gave them a cutter. Do you see this before September, as early as July 31st?
Yeah, I think it's a very tricky thing. Anything he does will be seen as being political. And ultimately, even if there is a cut, there's a delayed reaction against it. So as he's still trying to contain the inflation monster, he's in a very difficult position. Even if there's a cut, does it materially impact election? Probably not at this point, other than signaling and messaging. But it's still a very challenging thing because inflation has not gone away.
Chris Wagle, CEO of Scholar.com, and this is the Scholar Report. I'm John Beck.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.